제가 야라든 바 어떤 데시다. 랑기 심난 어떤 야라든 바시 저장자시 어떤 공부시.
오케이. So trying to visualize clearly in the space in front of you, Manjushri. And then after that, then again, like what I mentioned before, do the practice of the seven limbs on your own.
어떻게 아니지? 야, 근데 자네한테 달라 자기도 소화다 배, 그래서 그러다 삼배사 뒤에 아니 지금 랑기다, 너네 강체에 빠져 가려 나야 아니 시시, 난 남배 줘라 더선 다시 뭐 용도래 어떻게 못 남잖아.
So yeah, so visualize clearly in the space in front of you, the Manjushri, and then do the practice of the seven limbs. And after that is finished, then make a single pointed request to the special deity Manjushri. Make request to him from your heart for him to grant his blessings, so that whatever obstacles that there may be in obstacles in one's studies, may all those obstacles be pacified, and then pray from your heart that may your studies with the Buddha Dharma be completed. Obeisance to my Guru and protector Manjushri, who holds to his heart a scriptural text symbolic of seeing all things as they are, whose understanding shines forth as the sun, unclouded by defilements or traces of ignorance, who teaches in 60 ways with the patient love of a father for his only son, all creatures caught in the prison of samsara, confused in the darkness of the ignorance, overwhelmed by their suffering. You whose dragon thunder proclamation of the Dharma arouses us from the stupor of our delusions and frees us from the iron chains of our karma, whose powerful sword of wisdom hews down suffering wherever its sprouts appear, clearing away the darkness of all ignorance. I entreat you, O Manjushri, whose princely body is adorned with the 112 monks of a Buddha, who has completed the 10 stages achieving the highest perfection of a Bodhisattva, who has been pure from the beginning. O Manjushri, O Loving One, with the brilliance of your wisdom, illuminate the darkness enclosing our minds, enlighten our intelligence and wisdom, so that we may gain insight into the Buddha's words and texts that explain them. O Marapatana Di, O Marapatana Di.
ᱛᱟᱝᱜᱟ ᱛᱚ ᱛᱤᱱᱤ 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 ᱛᱟᱝᱜᱟ ᱛᱚ ᱛᱤ
teachings of the Buddha himself. Yeah. So come the day, you know, when we see, you know, how true the Buddha's teachings are, you know, so how, you know, how it is the truth, then naturally a faith will arise in our hearts, you know, from the bottom of our hearts, yeah, in Buddha. Yeah.
Oh,
So you see that, you know, developing a real faith in the Buddha, the faith that, you know, such kind of faith and deep faith in the Buddha is not an easy thing. Yeah. Why? Because we first must, because in order to develop this kind of real faith, that we need to first understand what the Buddha taught. Yeah. And in order to understand what the Buddha taught, we have to examine what he taught. We have to study the teachings, learn the teachings. Yeah. So, and then, and upon learning the teachings, and then once we understand the meaning of his teachings, and we see, you know, how true it is, and how it fits, you know, with our experience, and then only then will we be able to have the kind of real deep devotion towards Buddha.
Oh, that today you go ahead, just you miss that. That bella, that the doctor took me missing the bella. That then the door now is shut. That just you near the chicken to spend it. Bella, that just you gone that. Bella, near you who is not that Buddha within the six chairs. Any six that near you do gone that. Ani near the that because Buddha taught them that namsang chick. That the name of the doctor is you go to. That the nation that since you come there, the song la. Any six that just watch it.
So Lama Tsongkhapa used the analogy in his In Praise of Dependent Arising, where he said, seeing the qualities of his teaching pulls heart from your heart, just like what the hook does to a fish. Yeah. So I'm not sure. Anyway, if you think about this example, so, you know, if you want to catch a fish, yeah, I mean, you have to use a hook, yeah, and you have to put something on the hook, isn't it? You put something that the fish likes, yeah, a bait, isn't it? Yeah. So when the fish sees the bait, you know, then uncontrollably the fish runs after, towards the hook, and then that's how the fish gets caught, isn't it? So likewise here, in order for us to develop this kind of faith, that in order to develop this kind of captivating faith towards the Buddha, we first must see the qualities of his teachings, isn't it? Qualities of the Buddha's teachings. And when we see how wonderful his teachings are, then uncontrollably we will be captivated as well, we'll be drawn, develop the kind of faith in him. So, we all would like to develop the kind of faith, isn't it? It is important for us to have the kind of devotion, isn't it? But if you think about, so we need this kind of devotion. But how does such a deep devotion, how does it arise in the first place? So if you think about it, no matter from what angle you look at it, at the end of the day, the only way, to really be able to develop this kind of real deep devotion and faith towards the Buddha, is the only way is to understand his teachings. And in order to do that, we have to learn his teachings, and study his teachings. So isn't it? So we've got not much of a choice but really to study. That's the only way out. I don't think there's any other way out. Yeah. So and this is what I think as well. Yeah. So this is one of the reasons why we are here. We need to learn the Buddha's teachings. We need to study, because the more we study his teachings, then the more we realize, how the depth, the profundity of the Buddha's teachings, and then the more we see, the depth in the Buddha's teachings, how profound it is, then the more, so by the way, the more, our mind will go towards the Buddha, isn't it? Yeah. The more we will believe that, this Buddha is really not Vekantan, we say that. Yeah, that's the best way to put it, I think. Vekantan diao wo, bu jian dan na. So we have finished with the four greatnesses of this instruction, the stages of the path to enlightenment. So one of the reasons one of the reasons for understanding the four greatnesses of the Lamrim is so that we will be able to develop a respect and a faith in it. So what we are studying here is the Lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment. We are studying this so that we can put the stages of the path to enlightenment, the Lamrim, into practice. So the object of study and the object of practice is the same. It's the stages of the path to enlightenment, the lambrimya. So, if, you know, at the end of studying this lambrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, and then at the end, then we think that there's something else to practice, you know. There's something else other than lambrim to practice. For example, we may then go and take some empowerments, and then, you know, and then we think that, you know, then there's some real practice that we'll do the siddhanas, you know, of the deity, or we recite some mantras. And if we think like this, you know, then it is a mistake, yeah, wrong.
Yeah.
So please remember to keep this in your mind all the time, you know. Because this applies to almost everyone, you know. Most people are like that, isn't it? Yeah. You know, a lot of people have already received teachings on the lambrim, you know. So, but then, you know, but still, most people have the idea that there's something else to practice. You know, despite having heard teachings on the lambrim, they think that there's something else to practice. That's why, you know, most people run after empowerments, and then after taking an empowerment, and then they put the effort into doing sadhanas, deity practices, you know, thinking that that is the real practice. And then thinking that, oh, I have to do some retreat, you know, some deity retreat, you know, and then forgetting that what one has heard, the lambrim teachings are the main thing to be put into practice. So the lambrim, the stages of the path of enlightenment, shows the paths of the persons of the three different capacities. And so the practice of the lambrim, the stages of the path of enlightenment, is the fundamental practice. Yeah, and it is a it is indispensable, because without this foundational indispensable fundamental practice of the lambrim, there's no way to practice tantra. No way. Okay, next is an explanation of how this Dharma which possesses the two greatnesses should be listened to, and how it should be explained. So the two greatnesses here are the greatness of the teaching's author. The author of this teaching is Nama teacher himself, yeah. And the other greatness is So the two greatnesses are the greatness of the teaching's author and the greatness of the instruction itself, yeah.
Okay,
Okay, so this the third major outline. So explaining how to listen to and explain the teachings that possesses these two greatnesses. Yeah. So that is basically three parts. Yeah. How to listen to such a teaching, how to explain such a teaching, and then how to conclude at the end.
That yakudo lamrim de la karasna ship so she gang la lot of bombo ji se da dine da chode la cheje dine dine yar da da chode la kanis nyang gor se pe ship so she na sung do ro ba ta dia ko rang ge nyam su lang che chi ba re ya kap ko lang ma jing da da go la da nya ga ya ma da sin ta ngone nyam su na ji je la yong me da sam de dine yong do dine me ba re ro ba kang she do kang la ko zo nyam me che ji sung yo re da chue nyen da yin jin kanis nyang gu me 근데 신념바이나 편도 용거를 따스. 근데 숨고요. 다가 나신 숨반 나신 소소리다. 라래라 강다터도 나야지 인사래.
So if you think about this lamrim, the stages of the path to enlightenment, it is really a wonderful instruction. Something very very good. Because you see the lamrim starts with eliminating the major misconceptions and wrong views that most people have, isn't it? Yeah. Yeah. Then after eliminating all these misconceptions and wrong views, then it explains how we should learn this teaching, how we should listen to this teaching, how we should teach or explain such an instruction, isn't it? Yeah. So. You know, it talks about how to listen and what are the benefits if you listen to the teaching in a particular way, in a particular mindset, isn't it? Yeah. So all of these, what we have heard so far, everything, including what we're going to look at now, how to listen to the teachings, everything is to be put into practice. Yeah. Yeah. It's not that, because a lot of people have this idea that, perhaps, the juice, the main dish is going to come. These are all what we call preliminaries. So then one probably may not pay much attention to these things. Yeah. But actually, all of these are meant to be put into practice immediately.
What in the shit? What are tamboni? That to be some less. That should be paying say. That should be paying careers. Not some of the summer. To be shown them you. 特别 digly 多吧，特别他妈一把 bones， 特别让人得把多，我提出来。Okay,
first, one contemplates on the benefits of hearing the teachings. Okay, so from the verses, it says verses on listening. In Tibetan, it's hearing. Okay. So I would say the verses are about hearing says, through hearing, you come to know the dharmas or phenomena. I think phenomena, yeah. Through hearing, misdeeds are turned away or overcome. Through hearing, all trivial or what that things that are meaningless are abandoned, and through hearing. Nirvana is achieved.
Oh, today is good. That tanda ini, that dila, that dama, that tanda tawa, that tawa cawa ina, that langsia tang tosin nenam kande kande ime yakpo shetbe, jidang di sungguyor. Tine ma, that tawa dili dobarce sedi da, at tawa jasim bu cawa dila dene langdugi nenam yakpo sheshe, ani tanda tawa ime nenam yakpo sheshe. Ani dikpala, dikpala doktuwe, lakpala ani tsudimgi, domba tsudimgi labala loktuwe, otinde sungguyore.
So through hearing, we come to phenomena are understood. We come to know about phenomena. Yeah. So this means that through hearing the teachings, we come to understand what are the things that we should cultivate. And what are the things that we should give up, that we should discard, yeah, Okay. Then on the basis of understanding this, what is to be cultivated and what is to be discarded, and then we will be able to turn away from misdeeds, from not wrongdoing. In particular, we will be able to engage in the training in ethics.
Oh, tindeshine, tinema, da tebe tendis, da tonda toba chaba, tenes, da ne chita, toba tsushin de chaba la tene, ani karsuna, da, le, toba che, tebe tendin tsushin de sambala tene sre katambu toba cheten tebe tende tsushin do sambala tene ani sa namya no soba tema ime namya no soba bon tobe atan dai ti tinde ge tobi atan da zeji be tinge ji tup tup res atuk sine ta tinge ji la ba sume ati me do.
Okay, so first through hearing you understand what it is to be adopted and what is to be discarded, and through that you're able to turn away misdeeds. That means you will be able to engage in the ethical and training in ethics. Yeah. Then through reflecting correctly on what you have to abandon and what you have to cultivate, and then you eliminate that which is meaningless, which means you'll be able to engage in a training in a concentration.
Oh, tuxini, tinema, that turbine and deva top, sudokana, tatona, anisi, that tsushin, tatona, that thing is in lavash, tinis, somebody, tatona, thing is in lavaya pushona, tell a tene, that anisi, sherog lava you, a put up with young to it, sherog la put up with young to vena, tell a tene, tanya de. And Sanji Kobang De Shane did top to watch Yung Korea's statuta.
Through hearing, Nirvana is achieved. So on the basis of a good training in concentration, then one will be able to train well in the wisdom, And through actualizing wisdom, then one will be able to achieve Nirvana.
Tondadi,
So remember the three scriptural collections, So in the second sentence where it says through hearing wrongdoing or misdeeds are turned away, so one can relate that to hearing the Vinaya collection. Collection of Vinaya teachings, which is in the code of ethical conduct. Through understanding, through hearing the Vinaya teachings, then one comes to understand. One comes to understand how one should train in the ethics. And then through hearing, what is meaningless is eliminated, or all trivial are abandoned. So through hearing, teachings on the sutra collection. So earlier was the Vinaya collection. So here, through hearing the teachings on the sutra collection, one will understand how to give up all those meaningless distractions, and through that, and then one will be able to train in concentration. Through hearing, nirvana is achieved. So, if you understand that to mean through hearing the teachings on knowledge and on the Abhidharma, then one will come to develop wisdom. Yeah? And with wisdom, one will be able to achieve nirvana. To make it easier, you can join the club, you know.
Do you want me to repeat the question? Do you want me to repeat the question?
Yeah, just for the benefit of the other people.
Okay, I was just asking whether lay people like me, that are not monks or nuns, would have access to the Vinaya teachings. If they form the basis of Shila, of discipline, ethical discipline.
Tati ngurwa chidanta sosotabe domba asudu ta sota rikye sini yunguyare. Tatila ta sota rikye nangla ta kimbe domba ta rabjungu domba sini tonda sota rikye sunguyare. Tati nane ta kimbe domba rabjungu domba sini.
The Praptimoksha vows, or in English you could say the vows of individual liberation, can be divided into eight categories. Okay, so there are eight types of the Praptimoksha vows. So these eight types are basically subsumed into two. Yeah. The vows of the householder and the vows of the ordained.
What is it? 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 What is it?
So, yeah, so the Praptimoksha vows are basically all of the eight categories, and basically can subsume into two, vows for the householders and the vows for the ordained. Yeah. So though the primary, the emphasis of the Vinaya is on the conduct and the vows of for the ordained, yeah. But since householders like yourselves need to engage in ethical in the training in ethics, yeah. So the vows or the trainings of the householders are also explained in the Vinaya. So one can study the rituals and the sections in the Vinaya that deals with the householders. Yeah. So that is all right. Yeah.
Okay. All right. What in the shop, then the carrel, or toxin, that dinema, that top, that you want to lose and do just so, then Jeremy, that on that, that long comet on that in my summe, that sunk it on that, Toba, the dinner in Bush, long dog, Nenam, Shepa, Dangs, Shin, and Yjolet of Sudim, Dinner, turn my him by the lone, give me balla, Shetter, the little navy, thing as he gave a tongue. Tenet, that maybe Tinito, Sheral, and Labby, Corrachim with Zawa Chen, Namdo Toba, Sun So.
Okay, so you've got the verse on hearing on the top of page 12 of the text. Yeah. Then Lama Tsongkhapa go in the next paragraph, Lama Tsongkhapa explains the meaning of the verse. Yeah. So these four lines say that independence on hearing and understanding of the points that should be adopted and abandoned gradually develops. From this knowledge, ethical discipline that counteracts wrongdoing. Then once you have turned away from meaningless pursuits, concentration where the mind can stay on a wholesome object as long as you wish arises, then through training wisdom realizing the suchness that is selflessness, the root of samsara's fetters is cut and you attain liberation. So next, in the Chataka stories or the garland of birth stories, it says, he who through hearing, I think it's hearing, okay, fills his mind with faith, grows firm or steadfast, rejoicing in that which is excellent or virtuous. Wisdom is born, and bewilderment vanishes. This is well worth paying for with one's own flesh. Hearing is the lamp against mental darkness. The greatest wealth no robber can carry away. The weapon destroying the enemy, ignorance. The best of friends in giving guidance in skillful means. I mean, it says near and dear if you are poor or not. Yeah, basically, it is the friend who does not desert you in times of need. Okay, there's another translation. It says inoffensive or basically harmless cure against the ills of sorrow. The foremost army destroying an army of faults. It is the best fame and treasure and splendor as well. If you meet noble beings, it is the best of gifts. And in assemblies, it is the delight of the wise. Or in, rather, in assemblies, it delights the wise.
What is it? That don't any more carousel. That. That top of cheese. That don't. That top of cheese. Don't any. That is what I'm saying. Taba chain dukala, that punjur yundena, dinzola, that peshana, kanekan de yavana, tinde taba chedan, anisi lende namshala taba chedan, anisi namshala, that taba chedan, tinde chita, taba yakuji chain dukala, that karsorta, that tune rang shish, that tonda telata, one risha, say that on the ijigi taba chitu, that on the roa. 特别见了电呢,
so let's take for example if one hears the teachings on the qualities of the three jewels, if one hears the teachings on the presentation of karma, law of cause and effect, if one hears the teachings on the Four Noble Truths, yeah. So through hearing the teachings, then you come to understand, come to realize, understand what these topics are, what they mean, isn't it? Yeah. Basically, through hearing, you'll be able to develop faith of conviction in these. Yeah, so for example, through hearing teachings on the three jewels, what the three jewels are and their qualities, and through hearing the teachings, and once you understand what you've heard, once you develop this faith or conviction in the three jewels, then for example, you will naturally worship the three jewels. you know, naturally without, you know, with, you know, from your own side, you will naturally worship the three jewels and pay homage and make offerings to the three jewels. Then when one hears teachings on the karma, on the law of cause and effect, and one if one develops a faith of conviction in karma, if you know what you have to abandon and what you should adopt, then you will be able to live your life according to karma. You know, according to the laws of karma, you will be able to live an ethical way of life. Similarly, if one understands, when one hears the teachings and the Four Noble Truths, and when you come to develop a faith or conviction in these teachings, especially with regards to how you should practice the teachings and what you have to abandon, what you have to give up, yeah, then it will bring about great benefit to your practice. Yeah. And with developing all these, the faith of conviction in these, one gains, one becomes very stable.
Yeah.
So this is what the teachings say. If you hear the teachings, this is what you get. These are the benefits. Okay? So you have to look in your own life and then see whether that is the case for you. You know? But basically, this is what we have to aim. Yeah? This is our goal. Isn't it? Yeah? We aim to experience these benefits, yeah, as mentioned in the teachings, isn't it? Yeah. So we have to try. Yeah. And once we taste the benefits of hearing the teachings ourselves, then the interest to continue to learn and to study the teachings will naturally arise.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hearing this does have an impact on our minds, yeah. Especially if we hear something over and over again, yeah. Just to use an example of let's say, you know, if you hear, you know, if you keep hearing that, oh yeah, killing is no good, yeah, it's really bad, you know? So if you hear this over and over again, it somehow, you know, there's some impact on your mind such that, you know, if you're about to engage in the act of killing, then you, because of having heard this many times, and you may then remember, oh eh, besides all, salah, I shouldn't be doing this, you know, wrong, yeah. So the thought arises, isn't it? Yeah. So, and we're just talking about, you know, merely hearing the teachings only, So I think when we hear something, it definitely leaves an impression on the mind. We say it leaves an imprint, yeah, in our minds. Yeah. Let's say, you know, somebody tells you, hey, this is besides jia, you cannot eat this, no, you jia, jia will see. Jia na pua pe, if you eat this, you really harm, you harm your health. Yeah. So, and then, so you just hear it once. But, you know, even, you know, but maybe many years later, let's say, you know, suddenly you're in a situation whereby, you know, you're presented with this food, you know, this particular food item, you know. Because, you know, you may remember, yeah, that somebody said this one besides jiang, jiang is si. I mean the thought arises, yeah.
Oh, that's the
right. So this is the effect, the potential. Just hearing something, it has that potential, isn't it?
Oto tine ma ta ta to da ti ta to da tine ma ta ta ti ku ta tine ma ta shi ko su she dang te be jin ju ban ni mo che ge we zong le che zong ta wor ju she sung ba la so be te be pen yin nam yang ne yang zu san de ning ta ba ne ma ba ge do su.
As well, having heard the teachings, make the attainment the essence of practice. And an alternate translation is, the result of hearing is to engage in substantive practice. And then you will be released from the stronghold or the fortress of rebirth with ease.
Oh, Tukshine, that is one tire. That to Dani, Anichi, Tobi Jesu, that to a Jamba Shana, Anchi, to a Jamba Lion, Tetsumbia, to a Jamba Shin Shabai Nayo, Pendo Jashima, that to the Tobi Jela. Ani nyamsu langku kores, ta tanda. O tuksine, ta nyamsu langba ina, ta kariyong kores, ta tanda. Ani si jawa jutube, rwa jewe kodi jutube, ta zozo dungal jungsaki judi, bena jawa yozang, chiwa, nawa, gawa, ta chazan yungu yoro, ta jawa jutube ina, shintamja jutube. Rwa, o tuksine, ta tanda duba nyingbo chetuba ina, ani jawa zi, ani si ta ngazo dungal tamja jungsaki si, jungyegi ta shiza rawdi jawa che, Jawadi, ane je kalle chimbu jamno ba ne me ba sutukres sutuksune sunai.
So then keep thinking again about these and the other advantages of hearing, the teachings, and then generate resolute faith from the bottom of your heart. So you see the last two lines of this quotation, the result of, well, alternate translation is, the result of hearing is to engage in substantive practice. Yeah. So it shows that just hearing the teachings alone, although beneficial, but it's not enough. Yeah. The point is, after hearing the teachings, the result is that you should put it into practice as much as you are able to. Why? Because if one puts the teachings into practice, as it says here, we will be released from the fortress of birth with ease. Yeah. So birth is the start of all the deity. Because you have birth, therefore you have aging, and then you have sickness, and you have to die, isn't it? Yeah. So once we are able to stop birth, then we will not have to experience all these other sufferings that comes along.
Yeah.
So it says we will be released from the fortress of rebirth with ease. Yeah. So this is you have to understand, maybe those are the senior students, and you should already understand this. Yeah. But you have to know that we are talking about a specific kind of rebirth here. We're not talking about rebirths in general, all kinds of rebirth. The rebirth that we need to stop refers to the rebirth that occurs due to karma and the afflictions. Yeah. So this is what we need to stop. Yeah. So we are not talking about stopping all rebirths.
Oh, tokshine, tene nyeba ni sta, ta nyeba ti timbe, ta karsina, ani chi chu mawala. Chu don chu mawala, rimjo kyeba sta.
Then next, developing respect for the teaching and those who teach it, or the instructor.
So makoba pangshing sta ani re ni changsa le sta ali tibor chiglot.
Second, so the Shitigabha Sutra says, listen to the teachings with one-sided. What does one-sided mean? I'm not exactly sure. It should be one-pointed, yeah, I guess. Yeah, it should be listen with one-pointed faith and respect, yeah. Without any mockery nor disrespect towards them. I'm not sure. An alternate translation is to not censor or deride the speaker. Yeah. Then worship the exponents of the Dharma, which is the instructor, and producing the idea or the notion of the instructor as similar, like as like a Buddha. Yeah. So in accordance with this quotation, you should view them as being like a Buddha. Offer them service with things like lion thrones, worship them with gifts, and abandon and disrespect.
What do you mean? So, so, that karsena, that penata, penata, the chunye, the so, and the simbu duetchido, ningure, kazan shuana shire, so simbu duetchido, chudi ningure, cheza, tinye, dugala, that tindeji, some lot tindeji tone. Nian tu bai na pian dao jia qing xing wei da chuo ko rang la ani ji tie ba ji guai gang tui ji chue de da ya bu yin ba da ku ba da tie ba guai da gang tin de chue de tie ba ya ba na xing da chue ge tang da de xie ge yue zang da chue xin yan tie la yang da ga na xing da tie ba da ku ba ji qing na ani ji nian du gang la su su sen nang la ani pian dao men dao xing wei xing ru ba san lu tin de ge tong de nian bai na.
So as I mentioned before, the purpose of listening to the teachings is to discipline the mind, to subdue the mind, isn't it? Yeah. To subdue the mind. So if we listen to the teachings with such attitudes as described here in this sutra, we will only benefit. Yeah. So as it says here in the sutra, we must respect the Dharma that is being taught. We must have respect for the instructions. Yeah. And since the instructor is the one explaining the meaning of what you are learning, therefore, likewise, we need to respect the instructor. So if we listen to the teachings with such attitudes, such ideas, it makes a difference to the mind. It only benefits the mind. For the teachings may then move your mind, move your heart.
Yeah. Chu mao bala, ane sanje dan dawar deche, dawa, ane chik ta, chu nyenpa dang, da kwanda tinte chepa ina, ane chik semla gyuwa chimbo yungay, wata goba tinte le sikche, wati sungu yusaribiche.
So the Buddha, seeing the purpose, seeing the purpose, then taught that the listeners should adopt such attitudes when listening to the teachings of Pro, you will only benefit the listeners here.
What to say? Then I'm a chance less, da? Any chick pop to me, chance less, king buttons. Any chut on chuma, la chit to serve on Tarshins, Tinilla Kubacho, some buttons. The chance of Latin lessons. Then he get up late young, rubbed on my tenna to a bunny number kit, garden, make it a chicken to the tonsion. Kubachi, chick to. Rab tu tangna chimay, chimay yins. Nepa membe cik nyen shing rimdu jete chu nyen jik jie sung su osta.
Then in the Bodhisattva levels, which is a text composed by Asanga, Arya Asanga, it says that you should be free from arrogance and towards the teachings and those who expound them from disregard. And you should respect those two. Let me figure out what he's saying. Okay, basically you should be free from arrogance and disregard, you know, towards the teachings and the instructor, and then you should respect those two, yeah, okay? And then in the Jataka stories, which is the Garden of Birth stories, it says, sit on a seat, sit on a low seat, yeah. Develop the glory of discipline. So it says see, but I guess it's look with eyes imbued with joy while drinking the nectar of the words. Bow down or show reverence in respect and with... I guess it may be show respect and one-pointed obeisance. Okay? With a mind that is pure and free from stains, like a patient who is ill, heeds the doctor's words, respectfully listen to the Dharma.
Oh, Tosin, that is to give that on dying, that on the chibare, that on that chain in the cabla, that chumala, that on dying, Tabadan, Cuba, what today, Tony, Yangue, that on that the wall in water, then a Nabaji, Amji Tangadova Nashinji, Amji, Karakara Lakudu, that Nabati subsection in Yanger Wataka, Roa, Sempteta, Kubechalang in Yanger, Roa, what in the Nashinji, that chain in the cabla.
So, yeah, basically, when one listens to the teachings, one should do one should listen to the teachings with faith and with respect, yeah. And we should listen to the teachings by considering ourselves, by thinking that we are like a sick person, as a patient, yeah, visiting a doctor. Yeah. So this will be explained in more detail. Soon, but you know, as I, when if you are sick, when you go to see a doctor, you know, you pay attention to what the doctor is saying, isn't it? Yeah, you listen carefully, isn't it? So likewise, when one attends the teachings, that one should do so as well. Yeah.
What did they say? Some church, that some ball, some ball, car, that. Then you so much stuff, or what did they say? That.
So next is how we should listen to the teachings. So the actual way of doing it, yeah. So so the main thing is in this section is that it talks about how we should listen to the teachings through abandoning the three faults of a vessel and cultivating the six attitudes or six ideas.
Wa tuxine ta tambola adin sine kabobas kaji ani kaboba tans kajen do sejang me tsangwas an tsang do sinjang shabdona teres hey char bab jang nam do mito wa tang song yang me tsang yang bab be thong ala so be koba mito wa tang me tsang wa ma le jang nam do me ne ba sang ne do o sta.
Okay, so first the Namaskava gives the analogy of a vessel with faults. Yeah. So if a vessel is turned upside down or held the right way round but unclean, or clean but with the bottom leaking, then, even if rain is made to fall into it by the gods, it cannot go in, or even if it goes in, it will be polluted by the dirt, and therefore will not fulfill the purpose of being drunk, and the like. No, not drunk as in, you know, lima. Or if it is not spoiled by dirt, it will not stay but leak out. So this is stating the analogy.
hot pet din de jan ta thon la ma jan do la de shin do che che be sta char de do sin jang na la par mi to ba sta de do sin jang lo par sun as lo par sun ham ko nong jen cha ba la so ba dang s jen de da me jang ne be tu su sun me chik dang de de ma ma che ba je ba la so be nyam ba ju na che to ba go ba chim bo mi ju be da da dang ta wa go de sta
So that is so one states so Lama Tsongkhapa states the analogy. And then next is applying the analogy to the meaning. In the same way, it is too no great purpose to hear the Dharma if you sit in a place where it is being explained but do not listen well, or listen. So do not listen well, or listen but take it wrong with a faulty motivation and the like, or if even in the case these faults are not present, the words and meaning you grasp at the time of hearing are not consolidated and get lost through forgetfulness, etc. Therefore, one should be free from these faults.
Oh, Tukshin, that is not a one check here. That is not a present. That is not a good thing. That is not a good thing. That is not a good ane chita sem mate otisina ta ko ne kyu tambu chagyo re yang kase chi yang chi nyam ba kang shi la yang chi yang kulung tang go ba jin sen di yang chi nyam ne che me ba che shen du kuno nyam ba tin de yu de si ba re ro ba o ta ga na shi yang chi nye ane chi to na shi da ma de yang ma pe jin sha lo lo de pe jin je ra shi
This is basically describing our situation. This is pointing out the faults that that most people here may have. First, one may come to class. But you know, you're somewhere else. Your mind is somewhere else in the outer space. That was not what Yeshila said, but the meaning is that. But anyway, yeah, it's the same. Sometimes my mind is so. We are sitting here physically, but one may not be paying attention to what is being said here. And then, even if one is listening to the teaching, but one may not have the proper motivation for listening to the teachings. For example, one may not have any intention of putting the instructions into practice in the first place. You're just here to, you know, kind of curious to find out, you know. Or one may have some other bad intentions. Yeah. And even if one listens attentively and with a positive motivation, but one may not pay much attention to what was said, you know, after the teaching, such that then one forgets, you know, what was said in class.
Oh, Tukshini, that don't tindesh, that gyun tindesh, the devaina, that rang chu tobadi, and gobachimusha, the young maris, that chu tobachi, the gobachimusha, the young maris, or Tukshini, that jerbush, Tuksunguyare.
So whenever we listen to the teachings, you know, with these faults, then our listening to the Dharma in those instances will serve no great purpose whatsoever. This is what Lama Tsongkhapa said. Okay, so how then? How should we free ourselves from these faults? Yeah. So the antidotes to these three are set forth in the three phrases, in which is stated in the sutras. Yeah.
Okay.
So what are the three? Listening well, thoroughly. It says intensely here, thoroughly, and it says
keep it in your keep in mind. Okay. What in this name would that tinala, that on the lapel said that Yapush in Yangores, that on that so so, Kasana, that Kulun number Tapasiton, Roa, and that Angus sent to you, and a shell and Pendoche, and a Yamnanche, that on the Tindig, that Kulun Yapuji Jose, and in Yangores, what on the Tigi, that no Timachin said that on the Tindig, Jenda Majabaji, Sini.
So these three phrases show the antidotes to the three faults. Yeah. So the first one, listen well, is an antidote to the fault of a dirty vessel. So listen well means listen to the teachings with a proper motivation, such as you can listen to the teachings, for example, by thinking that I'm here to subdue my own mind, or I'm here to listen to the teachings so that I can benefit others, or I'm here to listen to the teachings so I can put it into our practice. So this is an antidote to the fault of a dirty vessel.
Semtene Yangures, that on dying the song metal, the no Kabubato, my bata. The Lesani, and it's counted to Semtese Yangures, that up to Yangures, the Yapushin Yangures, song metal.
So next, listen thoroughly, or it says intensely, thoroughly. This is an antidote to the fault of an upturned vessel. You know what's an upturned vessel? Tombali. So you listen, so it's the fault, it's the antidote to that fault, yeah. Which means since you're already in class, since you've come to the teachings, so might as well not pay full attention to what's being said.
What do you mean? That is a song that is so carcina, that shabdue, that number song, that on that gang, any chick subsubsigny, any gang never tending, that much of a chess, any chick that. Semnala, Dembushin, Kanshevet, Tondadin, Semnala, Nedab Chair, Majaver Chair, or the Shabdo, Tinamai, Maravatas, Tindish Kugres, or two.
Then keep in mind, so this is an antidote to the fault of a leaky vessel. Yeah. So one should listen to the teachings intently by paying attention. Then whatever is said, you know, we should make it firm in your heart, in your mind. So you should try with different means to ensure that you do not forget what was said during the teaching.
Okay? Jikdang de ganga la jar chue de ropyun khang da khang chibe kab la ya ta de lapsha de ta len chue yin pare ro wa ta nam ju ani chik ta sem de che nyen go ya ro wa ani chik sem sang bo ji go ya ta ta da sem sang bo ye thong ne ta ma ropyun khang cha ba na sem sang bo ye thong ne kulong sang bo ji go ya ani sem de ne nyen go ya ani khang che de ropyun ne ma je ba chi go ya.
So this advice here, listening to the teachings through abandoning the three faults of the vessel, can it be applied in general to other areas of our studies, for example, isn't it? Yeah. So whatever one is studying, whatever one is learning, sure, first, if it is a teaching, one should pay attention during the teachings. To listen attentively, and to listen to the teachings with a virtuous motivation. Yeah, with a virtuous motivation of, let's say, benefiting others. I'm doing this study so that I can benefit others in the future. And then one should listen without forgetting what was said in the teachings. One should remember the teachings after it has been given.
sem chen di mi do a chang sa le ya chang sa le gun she ba de ba s en ze ji 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 ani na la pa s
na la pa s
yi tu ba s
yi tu ba s
sem tam je gi san nya ba song so
sem tam je gi san na sem je ne ma ro
a sem je ma le sem tam je gi san ne nya ba song so
So, and in the bodhisattva levels, we are told to listen with the desire to know everything, to listen with a single-pointedness, to be attentive, to listen with attention, to listen with a humble mind.
Yituba.
Or with your mind focus, or with a humble mind. And then the last one, you should be reflecting with complete composure. With the thought of all sentient beings, is unlikely to be a correct translation. So instead of saying the thought of all sentient beings, you should be reflecting with complete composure.
Wa tuksine ta to da trisha ta nyibala to sta rang la nyaba to tushe ta tuksine ne yin sum pang tungge tushe tukta ba sta nyibala to sta rang la nyaba to tushe chuma na nyaba to tushe jesu tem ba me ge tushe ne de nyam su lang ba ne su tushe ti shin sha ba ti wo tem tushe sha ba su chu ge chu la jung du ne tushe ge ba wo sta
Okay, now you've made the change in your root text, yeah? So next is relying on the six discriminations. Although in Tibetan, the word tuje is used, yeah? But in the context, you have to understand when it's translated, I think idea or notion is okay. Otherwise, it doesn't work. I think the English meaning of the word discrimination does not work in this case, yeah? Although the word is discrimination in Tibetan. So relying on the six ideas, if you could say, the notions, ideas. So the first one, there are six, A, B, C, D, E, F. So think of yourself as a sick person, or think of yourself as a patient. B, think of the instructor as a doctor. Okay. C, number three, think of the instructor's teachings or explanations as a medicine. Yeah. Then the fourth attitude. Think of earnest or persistent or earnest practice as the way to cure your disease. Yeah. Then the next one, E. Think of the Tathagatas as excellent beings. And number six, wish that the teachings will endure for a long time.
O tuksine, ta tanda, tende shi ta tanda tuksuma, ta tamba ni chunjo les, ta tambo ta, rang la neba ta utu she shapa se, ta chunjo les sumay, tamba negi taba yang, menbe ma shin chakun doja la su, negi taba mechi she sumba tar rus ta,
So the first one, the first of the six ideas, think of yourself as a sick person, okay? So it says in engaging, it means the text is engaging in the, so in the engaging in the bodhisattva deeds of by Shantideva, yeah? So in that text it says, Even when stricken with ordinary illness, one has to follow the words of the doctor or the doctor's advice. How much more so if 100 ills like lust or I would say attachment strike you down all the time?
yun rima soka wasi ta dungar tabo kiwe ne chasoki nyimungbe tu takto nawa yinbe tela tera ngoshe basi che kwe 까마의 샤네제 탈라미나 테드르콤바 친제로도 되도 되숨이 종네 침보 때문에 내 접신도 차와라 오가기 나와라 예 마셔 왔습니다.
Okay, so instead of lust, I think you should use attachment, because lust has a very limited connotation. Yeah, the word Tibetanism encompasses more into it. Yeah. So as is mentioned here, owing to mental afflictions like attachment, etc., we always suffer from the diseases causing long-lasting and severe suffering that is difficult to cure. Therefore, we first need to diagnose them as such. Or recognize them as such. So, Kamawa said, if it is not in accord with the actual situation, our medication goes off in the wrong direction. We have been stricken with a serious illness due to the three mental poisons. The illness is very serious, very grave, but we do not know we are ill at all.
ओ तो सने ता तंदा इन ता ते करसना रांगला नेबा तो तुशि ता नेबा खरे के नेबा रसना ता कातु ता ता जे मुज सुंग ता योरंग बो नाय ता नाय ते ता योरंग बो नाय ला रवा तिया या योरंग बो ना जम मे वा तिया सो का वास सो का वा ते जम मे वा न दोंगा थापो के की ने चाय ता तंदा तिंदे से सुंग बो यारे तांगा छु रवा.
Okay, so this is the first idea we need to cultivate when listening to the teachings, is to think of ourselves as a sick person. Yeah. How are we a sick person? So Lama Sumbhava says very clearly here that we have been stricken with illness for a very long time. On top of that, we have been stricken with illness that is very, very difficult to cure. And on top of that, we have been stricken with an illness that brings about great suffering.
Oh, tinda sunga, ta tunda yin, ta tunda yurumas, ota tunda yurumas, zo zo kapti ne, ta zo zo di, ta tosungi, ne la shaya yin pare, ta yurumbu, ta jawa toma, meba ne tosungi, ta tinda yin jula ne deba, ta tosung, ta zawa yin ne meba, ma se so kawa se to, ta kadu yin da, kare cheba ina ta ta ju menga si tu sum tak tu ne de si ta tu sum tela de ne ta ton da ni ani si ne ka mi de ne ka bi ani jung yong te za ma yin ge ani si kya wa chi me ani mi de ba tam che ani si ta tu ma na so si de yong e o tin de si ta ma tin de si re so ti sum ku yo de.
So Lama Tsongkhapa said we have been stricken with an illness that has been there for a long time, and something that is very difficult to cure, and something that brings about great suffering. So the illness that Lama Tsongkhapa is talking about here, that is the basically the three mental poisons, yeah, isn't it? We have had this illness, the three mental poisons, since time without beginning. Since beginningless rebirth, no. Yeah. And it has always been there. And despite, no matter what we do, it is still there. And it causes, brings about all the undesirable experiences in this life. And it will also bring about all the undesirable experiences in our future lives, yeah.
Oh, that the mother tinted in Bashi, that motto, that on the kitchen put the sung, that mother Julan on the tinted in Bashi, that never tinted in Bashi, that the Shuana shed or tinted, that so so tinted in Bashi, and Shanghai the kitchen for this, that on the sung.
So it becomes extremely important for us individually to recognize that what Lama Tsongkhapa is describing is basically our situation. So it becomes very important for us to recognize that we ourselves individually are in such a situation.
What to say? Then Nibani is that Rangla Chumala member to say Nibani Pena Lung Chila Sovine Such Tabana, member Chaba, so Tabana Tabana, Gawachimbuti. She said, Nye, Kube, Nyen Kuata, Chu to Machine and Laya, the Dotsuata. Nyen, 念念苦的米粥，坚持坚持，即送。 dubjin kube nyangkor chaba hos ta.
So the second attitude, think of the instructor as a doctor, If we are stricken with a serious illness, like for example a wind or bowel disease, a bowel disorder, we look for a specialist in a skilled doctor, and when we meet such a skilled doctor, we are extremely happy, and we listen to what he says. We treat him with respect and acknowledge him. In the same way, one looks for a spiritual guide teaching the Dharma. And having found one, accomplishes what he says, taking it not as a burden, but as an ornament, acting with respect and reverence towards him. Okay, so this is what we have to think from our side. Then next one, number three. Think of the instructor's explications or the instructor's teachings as medicine. Just as a patient greatly appreciates the medicine put together by the doctor, one regards the instructions and teachings given by someone expounding the Dharma as the most important thing, making an effort to hold them with respect and not wasting them through forgetfulness and the like. So for today, this is just to go over what we have covered here. It is said here in the teachings that we should listen to the teachings through abandoning the three faults of a vessel and cultivating the six ideas. And these six ideas are favorable conditions to help us. Okay? So you have to know, for by coming to class today, you have to know what are the three faults of the vessel and what are the antidotes. What did Buddha say? What did Buddha teach? So remember the three phrases: listen well, thoroughly, and keep it in mind. Okay, so this is what the Buddha said. These three phrases are basically the antidotes for the three faults of a vessel. So what are the antidotes now? Likewise, what are the six ideas that we need to cultivate? And you have to think about it yourself. If you listen to the teachings with some of these ideas that have been mentioned so far, does it benefit you or not?
Tinday lamna pendo yoro sikdu ta tinday samlo ta nyamba ina kabar dumi to. ti xian kwa xi cha ba ya ba su su teng tu ba yi na ta ngo ne ta den ba ri xia si ni ta ta jer mu chi ta lam rim kang sung ba jer mu sung ba ti la ta ngo ne chi yi xie nye xi te ba nye xi pa si na su su nyo yi xie tu ga ra ba ten do ya ba di.
Okay, so the teaching says that you have to listen, whenever you're listening to the Dharma, you should listen with these, to abandoning the threefold of the vessel and cultivating the six ideas, isn't it? Yeah. You have to see. So this is what the teachings are saying. Yeah. So you have to try out for yourself, isn't it? See? You have to know. You have to see. You should try it out for yourself. You know. So listen to the teachings with these attitudes and to abandoning the force. And then you see whether it makes a difference or not to your mind. You know. So once you see the difference in yourself through experience, you know, then you know you really then you come to understand that so then you come to appreciate, you know, the Lama Tsongkhapa's teachings and the Lam Rim. You'll be able to appreciate it. Yeah.
Oh, tindeshi kwa sha ra ta tindeshi ta cheche mo shu che sha te mena ta ko ne gi jong song tun je du she to de tang ga sha ba zeng ge gang ta pen do te zeng me ba re wa wa ta so so ge ta la ba na xin so so sam no yi dang che pen do de me do so so ge ta nyong to ba ji gu gu ya re ta tang da zo ge chi mo te re wa tindeshi yong a na so so che go ro ma xin na ko nyong a yo ma ro wa wa.
So this is an extremely important point. So it's no big deal, no real benefit whatsoever in just being able to list out, oh, these are the three faults and these are the six ideas. You know. There's no real benefit, the real meaning there. But the benefit comes in trying them out, putting them into practice. Now, when you're listening to the teachings and you cultivate the kind of idea, you abandon the force. Then you see whether it makes a difference to your mind. And once when it makes a difference to your mind, you know, then you'll be able to see how true it is. Yeah, isn't it? Yeah. So basically, experience explains everything, isn't it? It's your own experience, isn't it? But in order for the experience to happen, you must do it. Yeah. So if you don't do it, if you just leave it as something to count, yeah, then you will not taste basically the benefits yourself. Yeah.
Oh, tindere sha, oh tindere shita tanda rwa, so so kita tanda na shingre. Tadi kadui na ta chong kare chiba kabla na nugi kyun sumpong tungi dushi tukteme ni nyangore sta. Ta chong kande sumbe kabla ya ti sungu yare. Rwa kurong tindere shi kore sinta.
So the teachings are saying that, you know, whenever we listen to a Dharma teaching and instruction, whenever, not that some, and you know, some only, you know, all Dharma teachings, you know, this is the kind of attitude we need to cultivate. Yeah, yeah, this kind of force we need to abandon. Yeah. So you have to. So verify that for yourself. Yeah.
Oh, tindarisha.
Yeah.
Yeah, you have a question, then just one, yeah? Okay.
Yeah. By the way, just for everyone's benefit, maybe who what's your name at least? 你是谁? So this applies to whoever is going to pick up the mic in the future, yeah.
Hello. My name is J, the A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I, J, K, that J. I don't understand on page 13, what do you mean by the Buddhist stuff, what levels? And on page 14, when you talk about the three mental poison, I don't get the poison. I mean, I hope I don't have the poison. But I think I do. But anyway, I'm guessing one of it is attachment, but I don't know the other two.
Okay.
Thank you.
Okay. 청사다 조다 조 전주 선배다. 냠는 지역이 숨에 된절했다. 바보 터미 세베 청사스는 세 전주 선배 남 냠는 지역이 리바시에다. 된주지가 민으로 왔다.
So the first question, what is the Bodhisattva levels? The Bodhisattva levels is a text, a treatise composed by Aryasangha, and it talks about the practice and of the various stages of the Bodhisattva path. Okay? So that is what the Bodhisattva levels is. So the three mental poisons are attachment, anger and bewilderment. Or in simple English, Can't even talk properly, I've got a big ulcer here. Well, it's usually translated as ignorance, but it's, yeah, anyway, yeah.
Okay?
Bewilderment.
All right. Oh, yeah, that was your number.
Okay. Hiya. The usual prayers after class. So this is short mandala first.